Wausau City Council passing today, no discussion, just unanimous vote, a topic that's been, well, let's face it, controversial and taking a lot of time in previous meetings. You now have some changes in public access. What happened today?
What happened today was a result of the Health and Safety Committee passing two amendments along. They amended the document, basically took out the charges for producers. What that means for me is I don't have this fear of somebody coming to me saying, here, I have a show, I want you to put it on, and I have to ask them for money or turn them away. This keeps the ability of public access to take local producers and get them on air, which is what I want to do. So I think, like you said, too, we had two or three city council meetings already that this was in. And so finally we got it passed tonight. I'm really happy about that.
Some of the changes that you'd like to see coming up, I understand a third channel would be nice. Tell us about that.
Right now, we've got a government education channel, one channel, two subjects. I'm geeky enough to want to have things like chemistry lectures and things like that. I would love to be able to join with UWMC and try to get some classes on our channel, try to get just a single education channel. And to do that, we would need a third channel. There are some rather major technical costs involved in that. And, you know, that's something that over the next year or so we'd have to resolve. But it's something that I definitely like to see.
Also, some discussion of a public-private partnership to help fund the operations. Where is the city and public access with that?
That's a really interesting question because, as a city employee, if a 501c3 is formed, I actually could not have control of that. We do have, though, Oliver Burrows, Mr. Wagner is another person, and Bernie, people like that, have suggested forming a 501c3. My vision of it, remembering, of course, I wouldn't be in control, my vision of it is we need a pool of money and an interested source that would be willing to produce programming. So they would basically act as the executive producer. They would gather the funding and then offer it for productions. It's possible they could end up paying Chris and I or any other producer organization, a production organization that they would deem fit. And that's the sort of thing that we'd like to see. So, again, the 501c3, how it exactly gets formed, I'm very interested in that. Chris and I could advise and help them with regards to production considerations, but it still needs to be an outside organization. I know Mr. Burrows in particular is very interested in doing that and is working towards that end.
Anything you want to add today?
I think the Finance Committee vote to give us a subcommittee that is going to help us set up a business plan is a really good idea. The original proposition to reopen public access sunsets January 1st of 2015. Going past that, I want to be able to guarantee that the city will support us, but that we also, you know, true to the proposal that they passed, that we also develop a plan that gets us some other income, things like sponsorships, commercials, etc. Because I do think that it's reasonable for the mayor to ask that we come up with some other means of funding other than just the franchise fee. And so I would like to definitely balance that out with production funding, whether it comes from a 501c3 or from outside sources or grants. That's what I would like to do. And I know that Mr. Winters and Mr. Wagner are going to get involved with us and help us form a business plan to move forward on that. That was a really good thing that happened today as well. And I know we talked about that earlier, the Finance Committee. That's going to be good.
David Dickinson with Wausau Public Access.